SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Bound and determined to bolster American border security, Senate Republicans are blocking a Democrat bill for billions more in U.S. military aid for Ukraine and Israel.
By a vote of 49 to 51, the Senate failed to give Majority Leader Schumer's bill the two-thirds majority it would have needed to advance. The measure was doomed by a major flare-up this week as senators were being briefed on the crisis in Ukraine and a heated argument broke out over U.S. border policy. Some Republicans are now demanding that the bill be coupled not only with more funding, but also with meaningful border policy reforms. The disagreement is likely to lead to new versions of an aid bill in coming days. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
It was a fiery fourth debate for the Republican presidential candidates. Four GOP contenders, Christie, DeSantis, Haley, and Ramaswamy, shared the stage last night in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of unemployment applications filed ticked higher last week.
While applications increased, the Labor Department reports the overall number of people in the U.S. collecting unemployment benefits fell after hitting its highest level in 2 years last week. Unemployment benefits claims rose by 1,000 to 220,000 for the week ending December 2nd. About 1.86 million were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended November 25th, 64,000 fewer than the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House. All V-22 Osprey aircraft being grounded by the U.S. military. The action comes a week after all service members on board an Osprey died in a crash off the coast of southern Japan. A preliminary investigation points to mechanical failure and not human error as the cause. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 15 points, the Nasdaq 120 points higher. This is SRN News. Some university presidents have an interesting concept of free speech.
It made headlines this week when the heads of Harvard, MIT, and Penn appeared before Congress and stated that if a student called for the murder of all Jews, that would be protected speech and would not be punished by their schools. The irony is the cavalcade of lawsuits filed against America's universities every year on behalf of Christian students who are punished for such statements as homosexuality is a sin or a man cannot become a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new guide from the Department of Homeland Security aims to help churches, synagogues, mosques, and other houses of worship protect themselves during heightened tensions in faith-based communities across the country. An arm of the department called the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency releasing a 16-page document aimed at providing useful information that's not overly technical. This is SRN News. As the Israel-Hamas war rages, eyewitness accounts of hideous acts committed by Hamas terrorists have surfaced. The Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The media front in the war between Israel and the Iranian proxy Hamas has taken a turn after the terrorist organization's sadistic use of sexual torture became known. Atrocities carried out by Hamas during the October 7th invasion of Israeli border communities near Gaza was the initial attention getter. People learned of the deaths of more than 1,200 Jews and others. That soon gave way to a global focus on humanitarian aid for the Palestinians. But when torture and the weaponization of deviant sexual torture became known, interest around the globe peaked in the horror of the disclosures. Reported were starvation, beatings, rape, burning identifications into children's arms with hot exhaust pipes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.